I will never marry anybody else but you. I will wait until you leave the community, and then we can marry. Well, that's stupid, stupid nun. Guess what? She allowed this man to write to her. And do you know what happened? It was all over. Back to fortitude. Sisters, to remain faithful in whatever state of life we have. Married state, single state, consecrated life, the priesthood. We today need heroic courage. And what is especially hard in today's world to remain faithful to our Lord is that there are so many, so sadly many, who have, as you know, I know I must say better than you, have left the priesthood, left the consecrated life. And sister, I think I should share this with you. We're talking about fortitude. Saint Ignatius loved. He loved the contemplative life. He loved prayer. And remember, for 9 months, he was in a cave. Did you know that? The cave of Manresa. 9 months. To be nothing but praying and practicing mortification. Then, when he followed the Society of Jesus, he so loved the contemplative monastic life that, hear it, in our constitutions, we are allowed to leave the Society of Jesus without permission. Did you know that? We don't need the permission of our superiors to leave the Society of Jesus. All we have to do is be accepted by a monastic community. And as some of you may know, maybe you don't, when I'm in Rome, I generally stay at the Camaldolese Monastery. Perfect quiet. Just silence. And when the revolution hit the Society of Jesus, it just crossed my mind. But I thought to myself, the Society of Jesus needs to be reformed. Amen. We've lost 15,000 members since the Second Vatican Council. And I love the contemplative life. My greatest joy on earth is being before the Blessed Sacrament. I thought to myself, don't be stupid. You can never reform if it is ordered from the outside. You've got to stay inside. And my Jesuit friends laughed. You know Father Hart? Lord, I know Father Hart. He's the one who's trying to reform the Jesuits. You better believe it. Sisters, we need fortitude. Fortitude to persevere. And in today's world, that fortitude, that's why we're talking about it, that fortitude must be miraculous. Ordinary fortitude will not be enough. And where we get that miraculous fortitude? From Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. And now, sisters, we still have the better clock. About 8 minutes. If I would start this evening, won't finish, of course, tonight. I would like to speak to you about Eucharistic saints. Okay? Eucharistic saints is, well, a subject that should inspire us for the rest of our lives. And, of course, every saint in greater or less measure has been a Eucharistic person, otherwise he would not have become a saint. However, there are some saints who specialized in their faith in and devotion to the Holy Eucharist. And that is why I thought I would speak to you about Eucharistic saints. Now, sisters, every saint who wrote for the first 1,000 years, I would say without exceptions, everyone believed in the real presence. One name, and if you remember the date, St. Ignatius of Antioch remembers what year he died. 107 A.D. I will just say a few words about St. Ignatius of Antioch. He was a martyr. I think I told you he wrote 7 letters on his way to martyrdom. And St. Ignatius wrote to 7 different dioceses. And his purpose was to encourage Christians. Remember, 107 A.D., to persevere in their faith in spite of the widespread persecution. It was St. Ignatius, Ignatius of Antioch. I think I told you this, that St. Ignatius of Loyola changed his name. Did I tell you that? You know why? He wanted to be a martyr. And for Ignatius of Loyola, he was never martyred for the faith. He was inspired by St. Ignatius of Antioch. And one of his letters, he prays, especially with the people in Rome he was going to be martyred. He pleads with them, I beg you, do not prevent me from being martyred. Because some of the Christians in Rome were very entrenched with the government. He was afraid that some of the Christians would persuade the Roman authorities when Ignatius was the Bishop of Antioch. When he would come to Rome, that he would not be martyred.